Dan, what is Nano Alberta?
Nano Alberta is an organization that was established by the government of Alberta in 2008 to deliver the Alberta Nanotechnology Strategy. So essentially, we're here to implement the elements of the strategy and coordinate nanotechnology activities in the province.
Now, nanotechnology has certainly been coming along over the last few years in Alberta. We have NINT, the National Institute for Nanotechnology, here. What strides have been made so far?
Well, interestingly, we did release in June of this year an asset map that kind of covers, or at least is very representative of the type of activities that are going on in the province of Alberta. And what I can say is that investment has been very strong, especially for a province of our size, and that it's been really focusing in on energy and environmental issues and on the health side as well. However, the latest push is really on the bioindustrial side, so we kind of say the forestry or agricultural end of it.
Well, you did give a slide at the presentation today. You called it a nanotechnology asset map. So what exactly did it show? It looks like you had lots of little dots on there.
Well, that map really is a visual representation of the connectivity that can happen within Alberta or in outside of Alberta in terms of describing that nanotechnology itself doesn't happen in a vacuum. You can't do it alone. You need to be connected, and that's what that represents, is the fact that you need technologists working with scientists, working with marketing people and business people, and working with governments. It's really about bringing a whole bunch of different disciplines together to create something new.
And one of the things that I found is that not only is nanotechnology moving along quite quickly, but it's also become very much a part of our lives in consumer products and that sort of thing. Can you give me some examples of where we'll see nanotechnology in action today?
Well, definitely on the consumer products side, it is definitely in cosmetics and has been in for quite a while. In food, on the interesting side, it's a lot of the enhancements that come now with certain products. Maybe you can get your omega-3s in a drink, but it doesn't taste like fish. Well, that's because of nano encapsulation. So although we may use the word nano and that may bring up some connotations, it's really just about how you design a product or a particular aspect that may then be introduced into a product. So it's around us every day. And in fact, if we take a step back, I would love to let you know that, as I said today earlier, that chocolate that you love to eat, or maybe a cappuccino, how about that? Or how about some mayonnaise? You know, these things have been around for a very long time, and they also include nano ingredients.
You know, one of the other examples you used had to do with spinach. What's happening with spinach?
Well, as with other types of biomass, there are interesting properties that can happen when you break it down the cellular level and you get down to a very, very small scale. You can actually discover novel properties and figure out ways of integrating them into existing or new products. So in the case of spinach, it's really looking at its photoluminescence and seeing how you can actually use it for maybe a lighting or energy application.
Now, you're here in Calgary participating in the thesis conference on innovation. And one of the aspects, the theme, is about the recession and how innovation and the economics situation that we're in today, how these things are either going together or not. Where do you see nanotechnology playing into this?
Nanotechnology is a platform, and it's a term, in fact, to describe a host of technologies. It is one of those platforms that can be used to help improve a product's particular, we'll say, attributes. So the characteristics that make it a product worth buying. Maybe it's going to help reduce the cost. Maybe it's going to reduce the size. Maybe it's going to help it become recyclable or biodegradable. Maybe it's going to help reduce energy costs for production, or maybe even for operating. And so it could have multiple touch points. And it's really up to the company or the innovator to really embrace it and work with a team, essentially, to help integrate that into their product.
Where does Alberta sit then on the global stage as far as advances in nanotechnology go? Are we really a player?
You know, we may be small, but the reality is we are noticed. So jurisdictionally, you know, we have a small population. However, we are recognized for the types of science and technology that is developing here in Alberta. So the interesting thing is over the course of the last few years, we've noticed a great interest in large multinational companies wanting to connect into Alberta to tap into our capabilities. However, you know, our focus is, as much as that is important, our focus really is on establishing these small, medium enterprises and ensuring their growth and helping them connect into the marketplace and the market in Alberta primarily as a launch pad for further growth.
What will be the big focus for you in the next little while?
Well, we're embarking on the development of some industry technology roadmaps. And we believe that if we focus in on energy and environment, health and bioindustries, we can really look at improving impacts on those particular sectors, and not just the economic side, but the societal aspects and also the environmental aspects.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.